Well, welcome everyone. This is The Daily, and I am Carolyn Dennis, and I have a powerful word from the Lord that He gave to me yesterday on March 15th, 2024. And this is that God wants us to use His authority. So I'm very excited to give you this word. And I'm sorry, I'm jumping around a little bit. I'm trying to get everything on my screen so that I can see it. I wrote it down. I go to the Lord and I spend time with Him and I praise Him and I worship Him. And then I have learned from a conference I went to last weekend to just be still, and I try to focus on Jesus and have my pen and my paper ready. My pen's actually in my hand. And I then, when I feel like the Lord is giving me a word, then I start writing. And I only write what I feel like that the Lord gives me. And the words are not long that He has given me. But used to, he would give me three word phrases, and I might not would get any for months or years. And so I'm very humbled and honored that he has given me some words to give to you this week. I hope that he continues to do that, and I will share them with you as he does. So this is really important what I'm going to share with you. And if you don't understand it, we've made videos about your authority that Jesus gave to you as a believer. So let's get into the word, and then I'll just give you my thoughts on it at the end. God says, use his authority. This is what I felt like he told me to title this word from him. So here's the word. Jesus did his work on the earth. You must use your authority, which Jesus taught. Using the authority that Jesus gave you, you will have the power to heal the sick, raise the dead, and command things to be not and be so. Little children, learn from me how to do the things that need to be done in your life by the power and authority and blood of my precious son Jesus. Learn and use this authority. You are in a battle now. Your weapons are in your tongue. Learn to speak boldly and take authority by the power of Jesus. Your victories will come sooner. Your enemies will flee faster. Jesus paid the price for you to have everything you need to walk in total and complete victories. Learn to use them, apply them, and you will see greater victories on a faster scale. Amen. So it's not very long, but it's packed with information. So we must use the authority that Jesus gave us, because before he left and ascended into heaven, he gave his disciples and all believers his authority to do the works that he did. And Jesus said that we would do greater works than him. So I encourage you, if you don't understand this, perhaps get a copy of Kenneth Hagin's book, The Believer's Authority. It is powerful, it is biblical based, every word in it is true, and it will help you. We also, Audra and I, have done the Authority of Jesus. We've done studies twice. You can go through our videos on the channel that you watch us on, and you can find them. We don't have a website yet, but we're believing for one. We just don't have any funding for that right now, but that's okay. So Use your authority, because I want to remind you the Bible's very clear. Jesus is not in the earth. The Holy Spirit is here, and Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. So Jesus gave you the authority to do the work that he did here. So little things in your life and big things too, you can take authority and you can accomplish and get it taken care of just as Jesus did. But you need to know how to use this authority. The Father and Jesus and the Holy Spirit have given us powerful tools to win the battles that we are in, but we must use them. We must walk by faith, but we have to take action also, and that is using our authority. Thank you for being with me today. I so much appreciate you being a follower of our channels, and I encourage you to check out Declaring Your Destiny that I share with my colleague Audra, and I hope to see you soon and have a blessed day. Shalom.